Hi, welcome back to the Chasing Tone podcast. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
And I'm Brian.
And I want to bring back something that we used a couple weeks ago. This is brand new Epedition.
The Ford Epedition.
Yes. Yes. hashtag Epedition.
Epedition.
Come on. But anyway, so let's get right to it. Because Max apparently just likes to get right to it.
It's true.
He doesn't like
all the dilly-daddling.
He doesn't like our inner office antics and banter.
I don't. Although, the pedal genius talk.
Let the pedal genius talk. He can call himself that because it wasn't self-proclaimed. YouTube. That's something that bugs me.
What's, you know, that really grinds my gears.
You know something that bugs me? It's like YouTube, like... These people that like make videos, they're like, what's going on YouTube? What's that mean? It's not YouTube. YouTube's not watching it. My name is not YouTube.
Well, if YouTube will watch it though, if you're like, here's how to build a bomb.
I know what they're saying.
So in that case, it would work.
Yeah.
What's going on YouTube? Here's how you build a bomb.
We don't condone such behavior. Wampler Pedal Zinc.
LLC.
LLC.
But. Yeah. Yeah, that one drives me nuts, man. And whenever they like, it'll say in the video, you know, how to sweat copper or something. They spend the first 3 seconds, hello YouTube. In this video, I'm going to show you how to sweat. We know that's what it says in the title. Get to it.
Do it, monkey. Right?
Sweat the pipe, monkey.
Anyway, let's jump right into it. That wasn't really right into it. But I got a question here. You know what it just dawned on me? This guy's from Canada, so it might be Wah. Yeah, it says Cody Lee Roy, but it might be Cody Le Wah. I'm serious.
I don't
Cody
know.
From Canada, right? Cody
I don't speak Canadian.
That's French.
That's depends where you're from.
Depends on what part of Canada you're from. You know? Look, I'm polylingual.
We're from Indiana. We can barely speak English.
I speak Australian, British, American, part of Canadian,
and Southern American too.
Yeah, right?
We're like polyglots. What? Polyglots when you speak more. Anyways, throw up on the screen.
What?
Polyglots when you speak multiple languages. It said more like polyglots. Multiple.
So
knots.
Let's get to Cody from
Cody
Canada.
From Canada, right?
You know what's weird about Indiana?
Hey, what's that?
There's different types of English in Indiana.
Different dialects.
But it's almost like different languages.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Like yens. It's not a real word unless you're from Indiana.
Well, you know the one that bugs me is, this is actually kind of funny. We're called Hoosiers. Yeah. H-O-O-S-I-E-R-S. Hoosiers, right? Even our university, Indiana University, Hoosiers.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, no one knows what it means.
I actually know a little bit about that, I think. Okay. I heard it's because people used to say, when someone would say they're going to Indiana, people would say, well, who's there?
Who's there? Yeah, okay. Well, did you know people in Missouri, like St. Louis, that's synonymous for white trash?
Hoosier?
Yeah, that's Hoosier. Awesome. Yeah, so if you're white trash, be like, you're a Hoosier.
I'll accept that.
Yeah, I resemble that remark. But Cody from Canada, can I get to it? Come on. All right. With all the pedals that you've put out and every pedal that's been manufactured since the beginning of the pedal industry, do you ever feel like you're running out of ideas for new pedals that are worth building and will contribute to the guitar community? Do you want me to take that since I design pedals? No, let's give that to Brian.
No.
No, that was definitely directed towards you.
I was trying to decide whether I was going to use my Canadian accent or not, but I'm not.
Actually, it might be excuse my walking. I should go for it.
Just say A and hoser. Don't you know?
No.
A boot.
That's my answer. But
sorry.
I guess I should probably, you know, expound on. Expand? Expound?
Let's expound on.
Expandify.
Expandify on it.
Let's expandify.
Because there's been that's like asking, well, Fender, you made a Strat and a Telecaster in 19 whatever.
Thank you.
Why do you keep doing it?
Well, hey, here, remember when I said I haven't offended anybody for a while? Let's go. It's like Mexican food, man. It's like there's four ingredients and there's like 10,000 different foods.
It's all good though.
I want meat, I want lettuce and cheese and tomato, but I want it in a shell. What kind of shell? A soft one. Well, you want a burrito. I want a hard shell. Oh, that's a taco. You know what I'm saying?
Or it could be an enchilada.
Yes. Huh? You know? Right?
Well, it's a difference there. It's a sauce. It's a different sauce on it. Just like in Petals. And what's the difference there? It's a different...
That's what I'm saying. Chip. So, yeah, like, come back around. Do it, Max. Yeah. But anyway, you know, it's like, let's face it. I understand where he's coming from because there's really only a set amount of ingredients for Petals. But here's my answer. There's always going to be a need or a want for something different.
Yeah, I mean, you have the Pictronics and the Earthquakers and the Electro-Harmonics and those kind of companies that really do groundbreaking. And there's more. I'm just the first ones that come to the top of my head that really do groundbreaking stuff that you like. For example, Earthquaker has stuff that you can't say.
That sounds like
a chorus,
right?
You know, it's like that's a I don't know what to call it, but it's cool, you know.
Yeah,
and so like to me, those companies, yeah, they're totally breaking ground. Yeah. I think there's other companies like us and JHS and even like Fulltone. I mean, just companies that basically do overdrives and more of the standard type of stuff. I think we do tend to, I think we kind of put out the Ferraris of cars.
Right.
You know? I mean, you can buy a good little Ford Escort or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sedans.
Hashtag Kia.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can do that or you can... Or it's like watches. I mean, you know how there's very, very expensive watches. And there's also, you know,
Max, $5. You're a watch nerd, right?
I am a watch nerd, yeah. I get
Did you know that my dentist is a good friend of mine? He loves watches.
Greg Svoboma.
Yeah, Greg Svoboma.
Svoboma.
Yeah, Svoboma. Svoboma.
Design and this portion of the podcast brought to you by Design and Dentistry. Plainfield, Indiana.
And Avon. Beautiful.
Avon, Indiana.
But anyways, he likes watches and, you know, he's budget minded, you know, so like if one comes along at a good price, he'll snag it. But he showed me this website and I forget what it is. So sorry about you, but you guys can, you know, Google it or whatever. But they make, what's the word? I guess clones, you know.
He showed me that too, man.
And I guess they're so legit that if a part goes bad in yours, you can order the main manufacturer of the real watch, that part from them, and fix your watch.
Right.
Like, they're that legit.
Yeah.
So you might be into that because you're into watches.
I am into watches.
I remember one Christmas, you wanted a G-Shock. And you wanted a red one, and we had to go to like
G-Shock.
That's the name of the watch.
It was an A4 100. It was limited edition.
Red.
The A4 100s are awesome.
Here's the best part. We went to like four different stores to find one, and then when we finally found one, we lost his car.
It's true.
We did. We lost his car. Like because
couldn't figure out where I parked it.
Yeah, because what happened was I met him at a store, and then I drove because Max can't drive for nothing.
It's true.
We drove to like three or four different stores, and when we came back to the original store, we lost his car. What it is there's like this building and it's catty cornered, and there's parking lots on either side, but they both face the same restaurant. So we're like, oh yeah, it's the one by the Chili's, right? So we drove all over this parking lot. Max was freaking out.
I was like, dude, I'm not trying to laugh at you, but I think your car got stolen. And it was like winter and it was cold. I'm like, how am I going to get home? My wife's going to be mad.
You like hitting your lock button on your keychain?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. We were driving around. We like couldn't hear anything. Yeah. He's like, oh, man. Car's gone.
There's somebody in the next parking lot. I'd be like, some a-hole keeps clicking the button. His dang car won't shut off.
But okay, so reverb.com on their face page, they posted something about you know, if you could only pick one pedal manufacturer for all your needs, who would it be? And I saw Robert Keeley posted that, and I said, man, I said, honestly, because of their selection and because they have an awesome vibe, I'd go Earthquaker. You know what I mean? And he was like, yeah, they got an unbelievable collection. And the thing is like, I think if I'm speaking to you as a Wampler Pedals employee right now, I think that we need to get into the modulation game.
Well, we're in the process of it.
Good. So, good. Remember that?
I'm not going to do any polyphonic type type stuff.
But yeah, I mean, I get a lot of questions from people like on the scene. You know, not really like in the industry, but just on the scene. And they'll say, hey, man, what's your guys' best chorus? And I'm like,
I got another chorus working on.
Okay.
You'll be seeing a Univibe shortly, too.
About time. Yeah.
With the taps.
What, 2.5 years.
Nice. Yeah. Remember that time I asked for one in December 2012? No. Because you
first,
told me.
First time you said something was this NAMM, and this year at NAMM.
Right. Right. Yeah. First time I gave you any ideas for it at all.
You're quiet other than that.
Yeah. One thing I never am is quiet.
It's
we
true.
Both know this.
It's true. That's one thing I will agree with you
and
on.
And you idiots gave me a microphone. And a podcast. So now I have a voice.
A platform.
Yeah, right? So, you know, I want to know if that's Leroy or if it's Leroy.
I like Leroy because we're in Indiana, and Indiana be Leroy.
But, hey, give me a little credit for my culture, right? You want to know? Ask me how I know that.
Because you're French.
You should know this, Max, you being a Blackhawks fan.
Oh, this is a hockey thing.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Waugh. Do you know Patrick Waugh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Come on, Blackhawk Nation.
Hashtag Blackhawk Nation. Hashtag come on.
I'm working on hockey. Like, you know, Chad Benoit. But I was like, that's not spelled like that.
No. But so I think we got time for another one. We definitely have
get
time.
Get two questions.
Oh, come on.
Holy smokes.
All right. You know one thing I need to bring back is the man behind the tone curtain. People still use it.
They do sometimes, don't they?
They still use it. Brian Wampler, the man behind the tone curtain. Hashtag tone curtain.
I'll get emails every now and then. It'll be like, Dear Travis, tone curtain and monkey.
Like, oh, well, man. What's funny is like whenever I was getting the podcast emails, Max would tell me, a tone curtain is not taking off. It's not taking off. So I went to the podcast at Wampler Pedals. And, in Outlook, you have the search bar. Mm-hmm. So I just searched tone curtain and like, 40 emails came down that found Tony. He was like, whatever.
They say it was taking off. So
you can search hashtags easy too, man. You know, Twitter hashtags and Instagram hashtags.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
The place. See,
as the kids say.
I'm a freaking trendsetter, B-dub. Hashtag B-dub. You wait. That one will take off. Hashtag B-dub. I hope you don't mind being called B-dub.
I always call myself. I call me and my son B-dub. Actually.
Yeah.
Which is confusing. We're like, hey, B-dub. He's like, yeah, what up, B-dub?
B-dub too.
B-dub squared.
B-dub squared.
Hashtag, I got nothing.
Anyway, second question.
Okay. Edward Adlington writes, due to lack of space at our rehearsals, I have to plug my telly into a PA desk, but it sounds rubbish. I wonder if this guy's British. He called it a desk, and he said rubbish.
Probably so.
But he plays a telly, so I don't know. It's up in the air.
Well, he's got good taste.
Yeah. Would an amp and a box pedal help? Who first? There's one simple answer.
Did Max go last? Did he say answer the last question? I forget.
Anyways. I mean, answers. I answer it all the time.
Yeah, go ahead.
You need a cab simulator. Please and thank you.
Yeah.
Cab simulator. You can mimic the amp, but you won't get like the speaker response without that cab simulator.
Yeah, definitely.
And I have a question that goes along with that, too. Technically, could you? In other words, does it pump out enough volume to hit the preamp of the PA board?
You could. But
you could bump up the input gain and do that.
Okay, you could.
If you're going direct to the desk and you don't have a cabinet emulator, you're going to have to ride the highs like a mug.
Yeah.
It's going to sound rubbish.
Boom.
Ah, that's what you did there.
Yeah, see, I'm multicultural.
You are, right?
I'm working on it.
Multural. Hashtag multural.
Put that around trees, right?
No, but I mean, you know, and actually, I think I actually did answer this guy too. But the two I'd recommend if you're looking for a high end sort of thing, probably like a Two Notes, maybe, or even Axe FX, or
I'd love to try that Torpedo.
What's the other one?
Does Radio make one?
Huh? I'm sure
Radio
they do.
Make one?
They make everything.
Radio makes one. ADA makes a good inexpensive one. Palmer makes some good ones and some inexpensive ones.
I'd really like to try that Torpedo cab. I'd really like to try that camera.
Camera.
If you guys watch.
YouTube land out there.
Hey, I even pronounced French stuff. Aren't they French?
I don't know.
Yeah, I pronounced French stuff. Hook me up one time. Come on.
Anyways, cab simulator, please and thank you. That's what you'll need.
Yeah, I mean, the amp in a box type pedals will help for sure.
What do you think of the ADA one that you have?
For the price, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like $100, right?
Yeah. It's good. It's not on the level of a high end Two Notes or something, or a Fractal or something.
Ain't no Palmer.
Right. No, I mean, I agree. But what I'm, well, I guess what I'm getting at is like, if you're in a pinch, like if you prefer to play, for instance, this guy's just rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt he's going to want to go buy an $800 rig.
Right.
Just for to put into his PA desk. So I, right. guess I'm just giving him like a budget option.
I guess like in a backup sort of thing, I probably would use an ADA.
Right.
If I'm playing in a praise and worship band and I know that every week I'm going to run direct, I'm using a Two Notes
exactly.
or a Fractor or something like that.
Exactly.
Or what's the other one? I can see it.
Something 11.
Kemper.
11 rack.
Kemper, oh, yeah. Cool.
Kemper, yeah. Another great one.
11 rack. They have one. In that rack 11?
Rack 11.
Is that what
there
it is?
Is, 11,
right? Is it 11? I don't know.
I can't remember.
That's
now.
Terrible. This is my job. I should know
but
this.
There's so many companies doing great things now.
I know.
It's hard to keep up.
And Carl Verheyen gave a demo of one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be honest, man, I could care less what he was playing through. He's doing this thing. And Carl Verheyen's like a guitar god. You know,
sure. And he's a cool dude, man.
Oh, super of course.
Nice. And that's usually you don't find like the, mm-hmm. like the guy who's an awesome player
or,
and he's fun to hang out with too.
Or they're so nerdy on another level. Like mm-hmm. They're not fun, you know, but right. Carl's cool. I'll never forget. We were at Gear Fest and, I asked him to come by and play some pedals and everything, which he loves the Velvet Fuzz. But, He did this one cool lick. I mean, he did 10,000 cool licks, but right. one that I could kind of fathom.
Right.
And I was like, dude, that was awesome. He's like, okay, cool. Well, basically what I'm doing here, he's like, you know, your F minor scale, right? I'm like, yeah. He mm-hmm. broke it all down. He was like, well, I'm starting on the 3 and I'm stream skipping and then I'm finding the 3-5-1 and da da da. I'm like, so he showed me the lick and then he handed me a guitar. He was like, here, make sure you got it. I'm like,
okay. So he gave you gave you a guitar lesson.
He gave
lesson.
Me a guitar yeah. lesson on the spot, and I learned it. I went home, I practiced it, and I still suck. I wish I could be like, and it was awesome. It changed my playing forever. But it was like, I get it, you know. It's like, but I can't do it, you know.
It's funny on that gig, like. You gave Carl a pedal, and he's like, hey, I'll stop by later and check out some pedals. And it was like at the very end of the show, and I've already like packed everything up. Like, we'll give him like 10 more minutes, you know, just see if he shows up. And it was like 20 minutes later, and I had everything packed up, and I saw Carl overhand. Most times I'd be like, oh man, I gotta get everything about. I was like, oh, it's Carl.
Okay, yeah.
Well, everything packed.
And the cool thing is he wasn't being a jerk coming that way. The thing was, he said, I wanted to give your pedals an actual chance. You know, I wanted to be able to hear them.
Right.
And I know if I was here before this, I wouldn't hear anything.
Right.
You know, all I would hear is everybody else. So I wanted to make sure this is all I heard, which I thought that was, you know,
that is cool.
Yeah,
it's like
nice.
Spec, hashtag spec.
Proppers.
Remember, Johnny, that reminded me, I was with Johnny Hyland once, and he was showing me this open string thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever seen Johnny play.
Oh, yeah.
So like, he's like really smooth and fluid, even though he's playing fast.
Right.
And so he's like, it's really easy, man. You just do this. And he gave it, and he slowed it down enough for me to do. And I was like, Johnny, my fingers do not move that fast.
Right. Right. You know, the one thing I will say, and I'm going to catch a ton of slack on this, but most country players aren't that great blues players. I just said it.
I think there's exceptions to the rule, but I think a lot of country, if they're really country,
that's what I'm saying.
It tends to still sound country.
I will say this. I think Britt Mason is one of the best guitar players on the planet, if not my favorite. But for blues, like straight ahead blues rock, I think Johnny Hyland might have him.
Really?
It's more his style. You know, because Brent is almost too clean, too perfect. You know what I mean? And, like, Johnny will get in there and just... Like, have you ever heard him play straight-ahead blues?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, it's just different. I mean...
I don't really listen to a ton of Johnny Hyland.
Oh, man. Listen, go on the YouTubes. Hello, YouTube.
Hello, YouTube.
Go on the YouTubes and just type in Johnny Hyland. And he, I mean, it's to watch him do a slow blues tune...
I got Siri. I don't need to type anything.
What's that?
I got Siri. I don't need to type anything.
I have Siri. I don't type. Type that like a sucker. I don't type... Oh, and that, do you know the FN button on your computer?
Show that to me, yeah.
Yeah.
Dictation.
Yeah. You showed that to me. But
that's Siri on a Mac.
But no, I mean, and don't get me wrong, Brent's my favorite player, you know, and to be fair, I've not heard him play a lot of blues.
Only live, and it still fuses some country in with it.
Yeah, so. To where, like, you take Vince Gill, you listen to him play some blues, and you can tell that, like, that dude is deeply rooted to where, like, instead of studying Howlin' Wolf and you know, guys like that, and you know that Brent was studying Jerry Reed. You know?
Could be, yeah.
You know, so... And,
I mean, I know he's got a huge love for jazz, too. So yeah. I hear a lot of jazzy stuff when he plays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. I'd love to take a lesson off Brent. You know what I mean? I talked to him about it.
Yeah. I think he does it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. It's,
I did once. I had a lesson with him once, and I just wasn't... I'm not a good enough player to... I mean... He couldn't slow it down enough for me, and I couldn't grasp some of the concepts he was saying.
Right.
Just because he was, it was so far, it was so above how I think of guitar.
Right. Because he doesn't think of guitar, he thinks of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not trying to like say guitar players are stupid or anything, but like, I know I think of it as more of an instrument based thing, and he looks at it as a tool to convey music.
Right.
You know, to where mm-hmm. we're looking at it as like, that's guitar's end game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to him, music is end game, and this is a tool that will help me get there.
Right.
You know, that's weird. But no, Vince Gill is one of my favorite players. He's another country guy. He's really good at blues. But Johnny Hyland, man, ugh, so good. I love listening to him. He loves gear.
Oh man,
yeah, I love listening to him. He gets so passionate and fired up about gear. So I don't know that we have time for anything else really. Here's one that let's hit it. And if we go a little long, we go a little long,
sure,
right?
Sure.
How do I get a fuzz pedal to cut through the mix in a live setting?
Mm-hmm.
Turn it up is number one. I mean, and two, check out different fuzzes that are voice different.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to use your existing fuzz, I hate to always come back to a tube screamer, dude, but it works.
It just cuts through, man.
Yeah, so boost it.
So you like to boost into the fuzz then?
I do.
You do. See, yeah. I would, and this is probably my oddness. If I'm using a fuzz, I like to run a tube screamer after it for EQ purposes or an EQ pedal and just shape it like a tube screamer. But
in my ignorance, I've never done that.
Really?
Yeah. What about that? Well, I don't want to give too much away in case, whatever. Never mind. Go ahead.
I got another. I always run like something into it.
Do you?
I did read a cool article on Premier Guitar. I think it was Red Witch. I can't remember who came up with the Tarquin. Did you guys see this?
I haven't.
It's a little DIY project. It's one tone pot and two jacks. But basically, it'll help clean up the fuzz so it'll cut through your mix just a little bit better.
Hmm. So where do you put it?
You can just put it in before it.
Before it?
Yeah, or after. No, I think it's before it, though.
I tell you what, that's another company that we have never spoken about. But they're doing groundbreaking stuff. Yeah.
Red Witch?
Yeah, like they're
it's a Canadian company, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Maybe it is.
I mean, I've known about them forever, but at least in Indiana.
I thought they were overseas, but maybe not.
But, I think so. But yeah,
okay,
definitely.
Are they Canadian? Okay.
Definitely Google it. Tarquin. I want to build one and put it on the blog.
Tarquin.
Okay. They are with, you were talking about the battery stuff, rechargeable.
Yeah, rechargeable lithium ion batteries for the pedals. And I mean, it was a great idea too, because I mean, you could take them off and they last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not forever. But they last a good while, and then when you plug them back into your pedal board, they run off 9-volt battery supply or power supplies. Mm-hmm. But and as you have them plugged into your board, they're recharging.
Right,
it's brilliant. That's cool. Problem is, I think they're that not the pedals particularly, but I think that technology and battery is pretty expensive.
Could be.
I mean, I would assume so.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like whenever I play, I like to have an offstage generator runs off gas.
I got a buddy that plays guitar, but he's not like really, really into it. But he has he's a patent attorney, and he has multiple machines running all the time, computers. And he has this like little generator called a tripwire or something like that. But basically, it's a power conditioner, but it's the most straight up heavy duty one I've ever seen.
Hmm.
And you can hear the thing working. Like, friends, I was over at his house and somebody flipped on, or his wife flipped on the garbage disposal. And you could hear and he's in the basement, and she's upstairs, so you could barely hear it. But you heard this little machine going click, 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 click. It was ramping up the power.
Really?
Because it always kept it, like, you can set it at whatever you want to keep it at.
Mm-hmm.
So, like.
So it was a buffer for your house.
It is. It's a house buffer. So, nice. But yeah, so basically his computers were always saying 110.
Huh.
No more, no less.
That'd be awesome for amps.
Exactly. You know what you're saying. He's like, I'm going to bring it to your next gig. You can run your amp off of it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Your amp would sound consistent no matter where you were.
Night after night. Well, the thing is, too, is because where do we play that has the worst power ever?
The noodle.
The slippery noodle.
I think three or four podcasts I've talked about. Brad does the same thing with his rig, Paisley.
Yeah,
that's he's a Furman. Yeah, it gives it a consistent 110 all the time.
I think, yeah, I don't know what would make this one different or whatever, but this one is like, I think, more industrial for like houses.
Probably the Furman is probably branded as a music thing, and this one's probably branded as
a home thing.
They're probably the same technology, I bet.
But I wonder, I was watching something with Eddie Van Halen, and he was telling me that he uses a Variac.
Mm-hmm.
When he in the studio, did you know this?
I've heard all types of rumors, but
yeah, well, this came straight from the horse's mouth. Like, I was watching an interview with Eddie Van Halen, and he said that he found in the studio that his amps run best at 89 volts.
The problem with that is it's been found that sometimes Eddie doesn't his tricks.
I bet. I could see that.
Know. I mean, I know I've,
and I this know, was as of 2 weeks ago.
I'm not saying he's lying. I'm saying
don't put all your faith into that.
Because
at your own risk.
There you go.
Don't blow up your amp.
I know one of his techs I talked to once. He's like, dude, he just cranked it up, man.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. But I guess he was really into. I mean, if you think about it, I never really thought of Eddie as a big time innovator when it came to gear. But there really weren't a lot of people putting humbuckers and Stratocasters before that. There really weren't.
He was the original DIY geek.
Yeah, he really was. But a lot of people don't realize that. They just think that, he was an innovator with technique and music. But, man, when it came to gear, he was a nerd.
Mm-hmm. He potted his own pickups with paraffin wire.
Yeah, he was the first person to do that. Yeah. He was really the first person to get in and mess with Variacs and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, people used them. They existed. Mm-hmm. But he was the first person to, like, really... do that for amps. But.
Did you ever see his first rack effect?
They
didn't build, at that time, they didn't build like an actual rack where you could put all those different effects in.
Mm-hmm.
So he had like this old bombshell. It's like 8 feet tall. That like he cut into the side of it and put all his shelves in it so he could put all his effects in this.
That's awesome.
The first guy to have like an actual rack.
That's great, man. Yeah. Eddie Van Halen, DIY nerd.
Throw it up on the screen.
Yeah, throw it up.
Still nothing.
Hashtag
Fire Bob. He's not. I'm joking.
Hashtag screen throw. All right. But
I hope the image like spins like in
Batman.
Did you say like Batman?
Like Batman.
That's
like,
what I know. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I basically just wanted to repeat that so the listeners could understand what you're saying because you said it fast. No, I'm not. I'm basically giving your. I'm trying to let them understand your joke so you're funnier. Not that you need it. You're the funny one.
That's true.
But. Anyway, if you guys have any questions or comments, hit us up on YouTube. Thank you, YouTube. But or podcast@wombatpedals.com. Leave us a review on iTunes. We're on the Insta page. We're on the Face page. Chasing Tone Podcast. Check out Max's blog.
Yeah.
Wombatpedals.com/blog.
It's true.
If you like to do the reading thing, I think it's for suckers because if it's good enough, they'll put it into a movie.
It's true.
Or if his blog's good enough, we'll talk about it here so you don't have to read. Reading's for suckers. Don't do school, stay in drugs. I'm Travis. Thanks for listening.
And I'm out of the job.
Wobble Puddles is not condoning this.
All right, thank you guys so much for listening.